here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am not Kevin Wall. Kevin Wall is out today. You're going to hear his beautiful voice tomorrow because he'll be coming live from the border in McAllen, Texas. In the meantime, you're stuck with me. I am Michael Schaus, former communications director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm now a political columnist. I'm also a branding expert. You can find some of what I'm doing with my business at schauscreative.com, or you can go, we're going to be talking about this newfangled thing called Substack a little bit later. Jim, you and I were talking about it off the air. I've got a Substack, so this seems like a good opportunity. You can go to creativediscourse.substack.com and sign up for pretty much every week. I do some sort of an opinion piece based kind of on politics and culture. So always check out my work there, but yeah, I'm all over the place. We've got a lot to talk about. Recently, I wrote about the another sports team from Oakland coming over from Oakland, trying to flee the California area, pretty much like everybody else with money is trying to leave California right now. And I want to know your opinion, whether you think it's a good idea or a bad idea to give $500 million in various tax breaks or abatements or special tax district to build a stadium in Las Vegas for the Oakland A's. I'm very much opposed to it, and I'll make my views clear, but I want to know what you think if you live in the Las Vegas area, whether or not you like this deal. I mean, Jim, are you kind of split on it?
I am split on it because if they're not going to charge the locals, who are passive about it and are not going to go to a game or whatever, then it's okay. Basically, what they're trying to set up is a special tax district, which I believe would be right around the stadium. So if you want to go, have a beer and a hot dog before you go to the stadium, instead of paying $15 for a beer, you'd probably pay $20 for a beer or something like that.
Yeah, and let's be fair, I'm paying $20 for drinks along the strip anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand that, and I'm glad that there's not talk of a tax increase in order to fund this. But I've still got problems with it. I'll outline some of those. But I want to know what you guys think. 844-2-NEVADA if you want to call in and give me your opinion on that. In the meantime, let's take a quick phone call before the next break. Frank, what's on your mind today?
Well, I can't believe I'm not hearing the bells and whistles. Well, northeast of you, but about 10 miles west of Nellis, We've got a bellowing fire, and I'm just now starting to hear the bells and whistles, but that's not what I wanted to call about. Alec Baldwin got away with second-degree murder, which is manslaughter. Boom. And 10 years, 5 years with good behavior, but we definitely have a two-tiered, just, not ICE, just hyphen us system. And it's heartbreaking, Mike. It's heartbreaking.
You know, I will tell you this.
Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for giving us a call. And, you know, as a libertarian, this is where I finally feel like people are starting to see things the way that I've been screaming about them for years. The justice system has always been political. Every DA out there, from Nicole Cannizzaro to even the DAs that you might actually like, they are all political. If they want to charge you with a crime, they will. So let's pretend, for example, I mean, I think about this a lot as a gun owner. Let's say that somebody broke into my house and I felt like I had to shoot them in self-defense. If I do that, but I've got a really anti-gun DA, they might find a way to charge me with a crime anyway. And now, they may or may not succeed, but I'd have to spend the money and the time and the effort in order to defend myself. And that's a terrifying idea. And it's an idea that I think finally a lot of people, you know, some people on the progressive left have known this for a while, and that's been among their complaints along with systematic racism and whatever. But finally, some people on the right are starting to realize this as well, that it's far more political than they originally thought. And this is one of those areas where, look, as a libertarian, I scream and scream and scream and nobody ever listens to me. But this is one of those things that we have to wake up to. The criminal justice system is broken, not necessarily the way the Democrats say it's broken, but it is absolutely something that we need to start thinking about seriously in the conservative movement. Hey, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is the phone number. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Don't worry, we got plenty more for you when we get back here on 670 AM KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:31, as we check out your conditions on area roadways right now, looks like commuters are moving along, but do expect a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as you approach Interstate 15 there, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Also, those lane restrictions are causing some backups both directions on the 15. Northbound at Russell Road, pretty much bumper-to-bumper right now through there. Southbound at 15 at Spring Mountain, you'll tap the brakes. Remember, the 15 southbound ramp is closed at Tropicana, and the 15 northbound ramp at Frank Sinatra Drive is also closed, all part of that Tropicana project.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NHL playoffs, the Golden Knights took a 3-1 series lead over Winnipeg with a 4-2 win last night. William Karlsson and Ivan Barbashev scored 47 seconds apart in the second period, and the Knights were able to hold on from there. Laurent Brossoit made 24 saves in net. Vegas can eliminate Winnipeg in Game 5. That's Thursday in Vegas. The Jets will likely be without star center Mark Scheifele. He left in the first period of last night's game with an upper body injury. The first round of the NFL draft is this Thursday in Kansas City. The Raiders have the 7th overall selection. The Suns can advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a win at home tonight over the Clippers. Phoenix up 3-1. If the Clippers force Game 6, that would be this Thursday in Los Angeles. The Suns have home court advantage, so if Game 7 is necessary, they host it this Saturday. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle. buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Michael Schaus, former communications director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. Now I'm a political columnist. I'm a branding expert. I do media training for folks. I do all sorts of stuff. I have such a made-up job. It's not a real thing, not a real gig. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is the phone number if you want to be a part of the program. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second. First, I just want to point out, because I mentioned the Oakland A's trying to move to Nevada, and I understand the $500 million that they're looking to secure to help build their stadium is not nearly as egregious as, for example, the $750 million used to build Allegiant Stadium, and it does not come with some sort of a tax increase, at least not as of yet. We don't have all the details ironed out, but it is still a tax credit of sorts. They're using a public bond that they will then use their tax revenue to pay off. And I just can't help but think, aren't there better ways to spend $500 million in tax credits? For example, tax scholarships, those opportunity scholarships for low-income kids. You know, this is something we're going to be lucky if we get, what, $50 million? You know, $500 million would be transformative for kids throughout the region. And this is just something, it just grinds me the wrong way, because the guy that owns the A's is a billionaire. The team itself is worth $1.4, $1.8 billion. You're talking about the only reason, really, why they would get some sort of a special tax district is because they're rich enough to afford 18 lobbyists to go up to Carson City and talk to folks. And if you feel like the game is rigged, that's the reason why. People like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or the guys that own the A's, they have the power to do that politically. So, again, 844-2-NEVADA. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be celebrating that we're going to have a Major League Baseball team. Although, with the way the Oakland A's are playing now, it's going to be interesting. Let's go to the phones. I believe we've got Al on the line. Al, what did you want to talk about today?
Yeah, you know, I'm totally against this Oakland A's thing, more taxes, and I don't see anything how it's going to benefit us. Now, You mentioned something, and I was going to call in on it, about the justice system being broken. And I believe that the justice system starts in the elementary schools, in the high schools. And some of these, you know, putting these kids on the right track, making them law-abiding, training them about how to be a law-abiding citizen and the benefits of being a law-abiding citizen, or a career criminal bouncing around the justice system. And what I'm hearing is that even in the charter schools, that there is no way to get these kids on a therapy, so they're making having bad behavior in the classroom. How to get in there and get a teacher to talk to them and tell them the importance of learning, of being a law-abiding citizen, and the fact that if you live in a safe community, your odds of success in this country are a lot higher. Now, when I was in elementary school, I was kind of a bully. I'm one of the larger kids, and so they took me to a class. I didn't get suspended. I didn't get thrown out of school. There was a class that I'd go, and we talked to Mr. Woods. There was a group of us, and we discussed some things about how we felt about things and our feelings, and then he let us know. And then I guess that was, I didn't even know until now that that was the therapy. And when I was in the sixth grade, I thought that I was smarter than that. I was in the class that I was bothering the kids that would sit next to me at the desk, and they go, "Why are you bothering all the kids?" I go, "Because I know everything you're talking about."
You know, this is you,
so they
so
set
you make
me
a,
apart from everybody, and then they moved me up. They gave me a test. I didn't get to skip a grade because I was on the sixth grade, but I had to go to the smarter of the class, and I had to sit separately from everybody.
You know, you make a good point here.
I start bothering the person next to me.
It all starts in education. I mean, you're absolutely right, because you look at the state of our schools, for example, in Clark County right now, and every time I turn around, there's another story about some incident where some kid beat up a teacher or beat up another kid or something like that. The schools are basically broken. And you're right. This is where it begins. And I'm not exactly sure. You know, one of the things that I complain about a lot is that we've got a lot of cultural problems when it comes to especially education, and it comes to just what's going on in our communities. And you can't fix all cultural problems with politics. But I'll tell you what, our current public school system, no matter how much money you throw at it, is not going to fix this cultural problem. And I think most parents, if given a choice, would find a better environment for their kids, because I can guarantee you, you know, the single moms that I've talked to that are living in not so great parts of towns and they're worried about their kids joining a gang or something, they're not happy about this. If they had an escape, they would escape it in a heartbeat. Hey, Al, I really appreciate the appreciate
thanks.
The phone
well,
call.
That's what we need to do. We need to work on our school therapy and getting these kids back on track. I think that's the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm right there with you. But yeah, I really appreciate it.
Right.
Al, thank you. Because, you know, this
thanks
is pretty soon we're going to be talking to, at the top of the hour here, we're going to be talking to Erin Phillips with Power to Parent. She's great. The group Power to Parent is fantastic. If you don't know who they are, you've got to check them out. And this is one of the things that motivates me more than anything else going on in the political arena right now. You know, more than inflation, more than guns, more than anything else, it's education. If you can somehow disrupt our current broken government-run education monopoly, then you're going to make massive improvements culturally, economically, politically. All of that is going to start from there. So I'm really looking forward to, again, top of the hour, we'll have Erin Phillips on. You know what? We're going to take more of your phone calls here when we get back on the other side of the break. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is my phone number. Yeah, let me know. Again, I want to know about the Oakland A's, whether or not you're excited about them. Honestly, outside of that, anything you want to talk about when it comes to politics, we've got plenty to discuss. Tucker Carlson, Don Lemon, Trump versus Biden versus DeSantis. I mean, you fill in the blank. We've got a full slate today. Again, 844-2-NEVADA. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. This is AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am not Kevin Wall. You're going to hear Kevin Wall tomorrow, not today. Kevin Wall is traveling right now. He's going to be reporting live from the border, or, well, what's left of the border, in McAllen, Texas. It's a disaster zone down there, so it's going to be kind of interesting to hear what he's got to say when he sees it firsthand. In the meantime, I am Michael Schaus, and I'm filling in for Kevin. You know, we've got a lot to talk about today when it comes to what's going on in cable news. I definitely want to cover some of what's going on with Tucker Carlson. There's a lot of speculation out there. I want to talk about what that means for Fox, what that means for Tucker. But also, are there any bigger lessons that we can learn here? Something that I keep trying to remind folks is the media landscape has been changing drastically for the last 40 years. And I know this from, you know, very firsthand experience, because when I first got interested in radio and writing and everything else, that was kind of at the beginning of the so-called blog era, and Twitter and Facebook were driving all the traffic, and BuzzFeed News, if you remember BuzzFeed News, they're now going under. But once upon a time, they were the leaders in that area, and it wasn't even that long ago. And so the entire media world is just transforming.
I remember when UPI was
right.
Remember,
yes.
UPI, they were the alternative to the Associated Press.
And I mean, just let's put things into perspective for a second here. Let's go back to 2008, Barack Obama winning the election.
you know, I remember his inauguration night very, very clearly, not because of the big giant Greek columns in the background, although that was kind of funny, but it was, he had the big event in Denver, Colorado, and I was living in Denver at the time. And I was, it was on my birthday, which was the worst birthday present I've ever gotten, but that's okay. We were going to go out to this wonderful place. It was a cigar bar. I used to love it. We'd go there, smoke cigars, drink some scotch, and that was going to be my birthday. We show up. The entire place was rented out to the Democrat Governors Association. Now, we know the people who run the bar, so they were like, hey, Michael, it's your birthday. I'll sneak you in. So I spent the evening smoking cigars and drinking scotch, talking to all these Democrat governors, and none of them knew that I was, you know, a gun-loving, you know, crazy conservative Republican or whatever at the time. And something I realized was just how quickly, that night I realized just how quickly our news was changing, because they had completely different perceptions of what was going on in the world than what I had as a registered Republican. And I realized we lived in two entirely different worlds. And that has only gotten worse since 2008. And 2008 doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
I think you're right. I think 2008 was kind of the turning point for the media when they were not covering the Obama administration or he was running for president at that time. And they weren't covering the reverend that he was sitting in the pews for 20 years listening to that hate. The one that broke one of the Ten Commandments while he was on the pulpit, for crying out loud. GD America, remember that?
Well, yeah. And, I mean, let's not even forget that as a candidate, Barack Obama was never really vetted, you know, by the media. I mean, the media just did not ask questions about him because he was the preferred candidate, and gosh darn it, that was the narrative, so we're just going to keep on moving forward with Barack Obama. And that was already in the age where you had things like BuzzFeed News and the Drudge Report was still huge. And I remember when I first started writing, if you got a hit from the Drudge Report, that was the best day you'd have in your media career. It's all changed so much since then. And a lot of people think it's changed for the worse. I still think it's actually in the process of changing for the better. One of the things that I've noticed is that social media, yes, it has driven division. Yes, it has put people into little echo chambers where they're only talking to their own crowd. And that's created a worse environment, everybody having their own set of alternative facts or whatever you want to call it. But it has also allowed us to get greater access to new crowds, to new audiences. You know, I'm sitting behind a microphone right now, so I can go ahead and I can shout things to you all day long, and you're probably going to hear so long as you accidentally tune to this station. But the thing is you can go out there now, and you can find some audience, and you can have your voice heard by more people than just whoever happens to walk by you on the street corner. Let's go to the phones really quick before we go to the next break. I believe I've got Brady. Well, maybe not. You know what? 844. Oh, we got him? Hey, Brady, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how are you doing? I wanted to bring up the fact that Todd Callender, who's a lawyer, investigative journalist like the Seymour Hersh, who broke a story on a Nord Stream that our country blew it up.
Yeah.
He disclosed last week that of all Biden's cabinet members and everything serving under Joe Biden right now, not one of them members, especially any of his cabinet members, have been sworn in legally. So this country right now is operating under a shadow government and a military coup as we speak. And I want to let Russia know I'm 100% backing Russia and Vlad, and I can't stand this stinking Ukraine and our military, what they're doing, getting us in a third world war. They need to get out of NATO instantly, apologize to Vlad and the rest of this world for what they've done, and throw those damn people right in Guantanamo.
Hey, thank you. You know, I'll tell you this. I'm not a fan of war, obviously, and I'm not a fan of everything that's going on in Ukraine, but I got to tell you, there's one bad dude in the world. His name is Vladimir Putin. What he's doing in Russia, and I know people that have lived in Russia, it is terrifying. He is KGB. He is from the old Stalin days.
All right. So people just got to keep that in mind. He is a very, very bad dude. And just because you don't like what's going on in Ukraine does not mean Vladimir Putin is a guy to back. Hey, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA. I'm Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into